This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Dozens of Nicaraguan policemen stormed the offices of a leading independent news outlet, Confidencial, a news website and magazine that also produces cable news programming, located in the country's capital of Managua, as the increasingly authoritarian regime of President Daniel Ortega expands its crackdown on domestic dissent. CBS said it would donate $20 million to 18 organizations dedicated to eliminating workplace sexual harassment, a commitment made after former CEO Leslie Monvey's resignation over instances of such abuse. Stock price of pharmaceutical and medical products giant Johnson & Johnson plunged 10% after a news report and lengthy investigation by Reuters that said the company knew for decades that raw materials used in its talcum powder sometimes contain small amounts of asbestos, which can cause cancer. Predictum, the artificial intelligence startup that sold automated risk screenings of babysitters, says it has put the service on pause, citing heavy backlash to its spying and questionable bias and assumptions. Plastic traces in animal feed could pose a risk to human health and urgently need to be the subject of more research reports, according to the United Kingdom. Sri Lanka's prime minister has resigned, saying he wanted to end a long political crisis over his appointment and allow the president to form a new government. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, a key figure in President Trump's sweeping plan to reshape the nation's environmental framework, will leave his post at the end of the year, President Trump announced. Zinke's departure comes amid numerous ethics investigations into his business dealings, travel, and policy decisions. Leaders of North Carolina's public university system rejected a proposal to build a $5.3 million building to house Silent Sam, the Confederate monument that was torn down in August at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Diplomats from nearly 200 countries reached a deal to keep the Paris Climate Agreement alive with a detailed set of rules on implementation. The deal will ultimately require every country to follow a uniform set of standards for measuring their planet warming emissions and tracking their climate policies, with another round of talks scheduled in 2020. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFA.